This is Jim Linder. Several years ago, Jason and Kristen introduced Barbara and I to the concept of five-year journals. Now, Barbara and I each have our own five-year journal. You have about an inch for each year and can look back at previous years on each page. When writing an entry this year, I read my last year's notes and remembered attending a workshop on homelessness in our community. One idea that stood out to me was the need for winter clothing and the fact that the staff at the Cunningham Township offices collected coats to distribute each year. This led to our first New Covenant two-coat giveaway. Those of you who were here might remember the skit where I set up a coat rack on the front platform and hung up two of my favorite coats. Then a member of the congregation read, very loudly, John the Baptist's admonition recorded in Luke 3:11, whoever has two coats is to share with one who has none, and the one who has food is to do likewise. I left the building with one coat. This was the start of last year's Advent project to bring coats, hats, scarves, and gloves to be collected here in our building and then distributed by the folks at the Cunningham Township office. In my journal, I wrote, the first Sunday of Advent, and I talked about collecting coats. If Barbara and I are the only ones contributing, it will be enough. What happened? All of us brought more than 100 coats of all ages and all sizes. I actually stopped counting after 100. I delivered them to the township offices, and when I checked weeks later, not only were the folks there exceedingly grateful, they had already given every one of them away. Renee and Melissa asked that we engage in this Advent activity again this year. We will be collecting coats and so forth downstairs and then taking them to the township offices for distribution. Please join me in prayer for this activity. Holy One, last year our generosity sprang forth as you encouraged, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. I don't know what measure each of us received, but I do know that many in our community experienced a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over in the form of winter coats. Thank you for the privilege of sharing with others in our community. May we be like Jesus. Amen.